professional.
I'm ready to get started.
Are we ready?
Get everybody into a good mood. And Jennifer says, my dad's got to put his dog to sleep today. So I'm sitting here thinking, I'm going to shoot myself.
I could barely sleep last night.
I understand completely. Charlotte was had a restless night last night, too. I'm feeding her some
maybe
new kind of dog food.
Maybe she
can pick up on it. You know what? That's a very interesting thing. How many of you think your dogs are that connected to you and or to other dogs? There really is something. There's so much stuff about life that we do not understand. Jennifer Horn, excuse me, and Doug Stefan Ritchie, I'll be along in a minute. Overcoming, for some who just don't want to, it just freaks them out to think about how connected we really all are.
They always say animals and kids are very psychic, though, and then when we become adults, we get jaded to it.
Well, we want to fit in, so we deny. That's why I don't fit in any place, because I don't deny all that stuff. And I think it's an interesting perception, Jennifer. You've put that forth, the mind, the body, the soul, if you will, the spirit, and how we are all connected. It's a traveling sort of a thing. And the people who are at peace usually understand that there is this connection. It's tough sometimes to go against the grain of conventionality. For heaven's sakes, I don't mean to turn this around like I am, in a sense, making it about the program and me, maybe. But I was talking to somebody last night about how this program has, for so long, just cut against the grain of what everybody else is doing and has found an audience. And how do we embrace that? How do we make it the newness of it? It's always been kind of new. And that's because I have for many, many years embraced this newness that we every day can create something that is new, that we can overcome yesterday and make today better than yesterday was. And that's good to activate your health. I think it helps tremendously in preventing disease. And isn't that what you want? Don't you want to nourish your life every day with a new chance, new beginnings? So, yeah, it's when we get to the point of, oh, my God, I got to put my dog to sleep today. That's something that throws everything, all the rest of the wisdom that there is around and the things, okay, except that the dog is going to go to a better place or the dog's going to be at peace or whatever it is. That's not how people think.
Mm-hmm.
And it may or may not be better. Even if you do think that way, it doesn't take away from your sadness. Doesn't take away from your grief. And there is this thing in our society, and many sort of Western societies, that it's good to be tough. It's good to be strong. It's good to not show your emotions. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad for you to not show your emotions. It's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually bad for you to hold it in. And people who will tell you that, you know, okay, I'm going to go have a hamburger and a beer, and I'm going to forget all about it, those people are cruising for a problem down the line. Because just you've got to, one way or another, be in touch. And actually,
Richie, you have to own it.
Richie's a pretty good example of that. He doesn't want to admit to the fact that he's changed. I mean, he'll be big and tough about things. And it's okay to be big and tough. But when it comes down to the sensitive things that make a difference, then having a beer and a hamburger don't make much difference. What really makes a difference is how you lead your life, who you're helping, excuse me, and who's around you that's benefiting from you. How are you helping others?
Big, tough guys, when they have kids, I think that's when it really comes out.
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. So anyway, what I expect. I've got all this good stuff. Wow. We got this good news and that good news.
Good news.
Oh. And we have a song.
We certainly do. This wild weather around the country.
It's crazy.
Has created some interesting stories, including this one from East Texas, who the story about this motorist commuting home from working in Dallas credits a radio station. The Tuesday tornado, and how many, actually this is says singular, her neighborhood, but there were tornadoes all over the place in Texas. And the broadcast on this particular radio station helped her avoid the twisters. In other words, the radio station was saying, here's where the twister is now, avoid it. And this woman was heading straight forward, and so she turned and went down a little side street or back street, and she got away from it. The severe storms, though, that have plagued our country, Jennifer, mm-hmm. the last week or so, dozens of people have been killed in Alabama, Tuscaloosa, and Birmingham, especially hard hit. Sorry for those of you who are in Birmingham listening. This is because of the confluence of the weather masses. Cold air and warm air come together, and that's pretty. It's a simple explanation. Causes all kinds of stuff. Winds and rain come from it, and more moderate examples. But the tornadoes, when there's a serious clash, so you have all these people that have been affected in Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, Mississippi. So the toll this week has been pretty tough.
We were talking yesterday about natural disasters and about where you can go where you really can't find one.
Yeah.
I think tornadoes are the worst.
They're scariest, I think.
Because you can see them coming, and they don't give you a lot of warning, so you can't really do much about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
At least that's the one thing people always say, aren't earthquakes so scary? But at least you don't know they're coming. They kind of take you by surprise.
And it's
you
over
just
in
have
60 seconds, whatever.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, unless you're in Japan.
Yeah, right. Well, the one's over and then another one is anticipated. By the way, they still are having aftershocks.
Oh, I know.
Over
they're
there.
Huge.
3, 4, 5 on the Richter scale. They don't even talk about them anymore.
No.
Because they're so frequent. Anyway, so this is what happened to the good news? We have one...
What else is scary in this world?
Kate Hudson.
That's scary.
Announced that she and Matthew Bellamy are engaged.
Yeah, good news.
She was on with Matt Lauer on the Today Show yesterday, and he looked at her hand and, my God, that's a big ring. What's going on? She said, I'm engaged. She probably didn't say it like that. I'm engaged.
She may not have said it like that either.
Maybe
actually.
Not, yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, she's how many months pregnant? 5 or 6 months pregnant?
I think
pregnant,
so. Yeah, later this year, they're supposed to have their first child.
Mm-hmm.
He proposed, and she said it was very sweet. So she's been hanging around. She's done, the guy from Black Crows. She
right, that was her last husband.
Right,
yep.
They have a son. Mm-hmm. And so now she's having a baby with this guy.
She loves rock stars.
Yeah, apparently. Well, isn't that's sort of... Didn't Gwyneth Paltrow, she's dated a lot of those guys, married Chris Martin.
Yes.
But she's,
And what's his face from the Yankees, A-Rod, dumped Kate Hudson because she wanted something more serious than A-Rod wanted to give her.
And then Cameron Diaz was happy to accommodate not
That's
having anything
right.
serious.
That's right. I'll take over, Kate. Don't worry.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'll just fit right in there. Thank you very much. 15 past the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's Thursday. Mother's Day is coming 10 days from now. Have you planned... For Mother's Day, how about talking about the options? There are lots of options, and they're pretty good options. I have the best option. The best option for this week and for Mother's Day is to use the folks, if you've never used them before, at Pro Flowers. And here's a bouquet for you, 100 blooms for your mom, plus a free glass vase, $19.99 plus shipping. That's the deal, the whole deal. Now, if you want to have... something better, a better vase, that's good. Add some chocolates, throw in $10 more, and you still have one heck of a deal. You know how expensive this stuff's going to be next week?
Oh, my gosh.
Next week, forget about it.
I'm logging on right now for my mom because I'm going to be out of town on Mother's Day, and I don't want her to feel bad.
Nope. Jennifer's working on it. You can work on it, too. This offer is good until midnight on Friday. 100 blooms for mom, Free glass vase, $19.99. Only way to get your 100 blooms is to call 800-PRO-FLOWERS, 800-PROFLOW, mention Doug, or go, as most people do, to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in D-O-U-G, Doug, proflowers.com. The offer expires midnight Friday. Order right now.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Colgate Toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
19 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on the good stuff. Boy, am I glad this birther thing is over, at least for most people. Birth certificate, can we just go from here to something else?
It's fake, it's fake.
Right. Or Donald Trump wants us to now look at the president's his documents from schools that he's been to. He really wasn't a very good student. Yeah, I did. Trump is amazing, but he got
a response.
The president didn't use his name, but you know, but he was when he talked about a sideshow. You know who he was talking about? Yeah, well, pass him and move him, and let's see what else is going on. For example, yesterday, here's the 2020 news quiz question. Yesterday, a gentleman who works in our country, not even sure whether this guy is an employee of the. I don't know who pays this guy. I'm not sure he's an employee of the United States government or who he is, but he's controversial, and he held the first news conference ever held by anyone in his position. Who was it, and what did he say? 800-510-8255. This is something that, in a very strong way, but yet a very strange way, affects every single person. All of you are affected by this person and what he does. And but yet nobody really knows what he does. And nobody really knows what the organization does that he runs. And yet he's very much in the focus, very much in the public eye, and very controversial. So yesterday was the first news conference ever for anybody in his position at this particular operation, shall we say. All right, is that vague enough? 800. But those
so
of you
vague,
who,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, you actually probably do. 800-510-8255. We give preference to people we haven't heard from before, so come up with the answer and give us a buzz. 800-510-TALK on Good Day.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
3-8. NASA has announced a plan to take a trip to the sun. Take a trip to the sun. So apparently the search for bin Laden continues.
All right, speaking of NASA, Representative Gabrielle Giffords left her hospital yesterday in Houston, Jennifer.
Uh-huh.
Put on a plane to go to Florida to see her husband's space shuttle launch.
Oh, that just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, isn't that neat? Remarkable, remarkable recovery from the situation. Was it January it took place, right? Wasn't it early January?
It was, yep.
Yeah. Husband, for those of you who don't remember, Mark Kelly is his name. Doesn't have a hair in his head, but apparently he's pretty good at his job because he is the astronaut who will command the liftoff and the travel into space, the last, next to last shuttle launch, I think, period. Isn't it the last time this ship is
going? It is, second to last.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him for doing this, too.
Yeah, this is cool. 25 past the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. All right, on top of our mind is the question of this news conference that was held yesterday. I've asked in our 2020 news quiz for you to identify the person involved, for whom does he work, and what was the discussion. Let's see, I'm looking over every one of the lines, and everybody has the right answer.
Good.
Jennifer, it's up to you to pick a number from 1 to 12.
Ooh, between 1 and 12. Number 6, right in the middle.
Number 6 is Greg. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I got to get the right side. Greg's in Garden City, Kansas. Greg, welcome to Good Day. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're doing well, thank you. So tell us the story of this news conference from yesterday.
I didn't see it, but I just know that there's about the chairman of the Fed, Ben Bernanke, is going to have a news conference discussing what his strategy is for the future.
Well, it was he had the news conference yesterday, and he did discuss the future. Actually, pretty interesting. He discussed everything from unemployment to gas prices to the value of a dollar. He said he expected the economy to continue growing through this year and next year and on into the next 3 years or so. Expects gas prices will not continue to rise. And in order to strengthen the dollar, the U.S. has to keep inflation low and maintain a strong economy. The result of all of this was the stock market went up in about 40 minutes, 45 points. But who do you know? I honestly don't know. I know the Fed. There's lots of controversy about the Fed, and it's run by all kinds of folks, from the trilateralists to the Bilderbergers to whoever, whatever. But where do they get their money? He's appointed by the president, but who pays him? Do you know?
I don't know.
What money is it? Where does the money come from to run the Federal Reserve? Let me go around and ask a few of these people. Greg, you won our prize. Thank you.
Good job, Greg.
Yeah, good job. All right, let me see if Donnie, do you know? I honestly, I'm using this as a teaching moment. I honestly don't know how the Fed is funded. Do you, Donnie?
No, I don't. As far as I know, it's a private corporation, is it not?
Well, yes, yeah, supposedly. And that would bring up the question as to why the president would be able to appoint a person who is chairman. But I want to find out where the money comes from. All right, let's see. Winford in Columbia. Hi.
Hey, Doug. Good morning.
So how do you think this guy is paid? Is this a national, international, private? What's the story here?
Well, it's definitely private, and I'm assuming, just guessing, there is some international basis to it, like the IMF may be linked to it somehow.
Yahoo Answers says that Congress sets the salary of the members of the Board of Governors, and apparently Bernanke makes a couple of hundred grand. The board members make a little bit less than that. So they're paid. Well, no, this says Congress sets the salary. It doesn't say the Congress pays the salary. That's the question that a lot of people have, and that's the answer that I want to see if we can figure out. So thank you,
yeah,
sir, for calling.
I'm looking it up now.
We'll try to do a little research on it as we continue our good day. It's 28 past the hour.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Welcome back to, what did he say? Welcome back to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thursday it is, and it's 33 after the hour. The program that you're listening to is playing live every evening via the internet on WSRadio.com, 8 o'clock Pacific time, where Jennifer is. Mm-hmm. That's WSRadio.com, 8 o'clock Pacific time. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. A lot of people, the word of mouth stuff. Yesterday, Jennifer had a very interesting experience. As we get more and more into the social media, some people have let it take over their lives. I don't know that we have done that. I'm not even sure it's a good thing to let it be as influential as it is on the radio. There are people, different philosophies. I'm trying to get a handle about what the right approach is, Jennifer, these days. Mm-hmm. How much social media do you do? Is radio? I mean, in a sense, you could argue the radio is the original social media, in fact.
It is. It's all interactive, yeah, in a virtual neighborhood.
Right, yeah. So, all right, we'll talk about some of the Facebook response.
It's so funny what people respond to.
Yeah,
huge,
right, the cartoon
response
character, favorite
when I
cartoon
ask,
character.
Who is your favorite cartoon character of all time?
All right, right now, though, we're discussing the Federal Reserve Chairman's first time ever press conference, discussing a lot of different things, what we have to look forward to, unemployment rate, it's lower than expected, that's good news. He expects it to go down to 8.4% by the end of the year. That's still twice what it was when we were at almost full employment. So what impact does that have on the economy? Gas prices give everybody the heebie-jeebies. But the real question that I had asked here, in sort of my educational moment, where the money that comes in that's made by the Federal Reserve goes where, and who pays these people? Congress, we've established that Congress sets the salary. Jennifer is doing a little research, and the caller Dan in Helena, Montana, says he has the answers as well. So, Dan, the floor is yours. Thanks for the call. Good morning. Welcome to Good Day.
Thanks. I can only say this is my answer that I had in a college paper for international political economy, and I received a B on it, so that's
right.
My source.
I'm giving you the credit. Go ahead. What did you learn in your research in college?
Well, after, when the Fed was established, the Fed essentially buys money at the cost of the paper and then loans it back to the government at the cost of the bill, you know, $1,
okay,
$5,
okay, so let's go slowly here so we understand the concept. And if you don't mind me asking you questions for clarification, if you can answer them, swell, and if you can't, maybe somebody else can at 800-510-8255. The Fed buys money at the cost of the paper. The paper being the paper it's printed on or the value of the paper money? What are we talking about? Like a piece of paper?
No, presumably, well, according to what I was reading, the value of the paper. So there's obviously a huge disparity. But I would.
Well, what's the paper worth? What's the a sheet of that paper is worth, what, 2 cents?
I have no idea. I presume it's cheap.
Okay, keep going.
There is another governing body, according to one of our textbooks. It's about a 500-page book called The Money Market, and they refer to the Bank of International Settlements as the central bank of central banks. So even if the Fed is making a huge profit based on the fact that it's buying paper and then loaning that paper back to the government at essentially the cost of, you know, confidence in the currency, the BIS is still going to exercise some power over each respective central bank.
What's the BIS again?
Bank of International Settlements.
Mm. That's another one. Who gives that bank its power? Where does it get its money? Where do all these things come from, these banks or whatever they are?
You see, that's where, you know, I can't offer an opinion. I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but the professor had been a former member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and you know, he was very candid about the fact
that the trilateralists, the Bilderbergers, all those people think that the Federal Reserve or these banks that you're talking about are run by the big money cartels, the Rockefellers, and some names you know and some names you don't know, right? Isn't that really what that's where they sort of derive their power? They really are the ones that control the world.
Right, and the crux of the course was talking about the two forms of secular power. One, of course, is mediums of exchange, i.e. money.
Yeah.
And the second was all the other things ranging from peaceful resistance like Gandhi to warfare. So if you're a Harvard-educated elitist, you're going to view controlling people through money as a very civilized way of controlling people.
President Obama.
You know. Say again?
President Obama.
Well, yeah, or George Soros or any of them. You know, again, yeah. we're just normal people. I don't profess to know.
Well, I'm just taking a Harvard guy who was at the top of my mind at the moment. But the Harvard people, the Yale people, we all know, what is it, Skull and Crossbones? What's that group that all these guys that have been president, Kerry's a member? What's it called?
Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones,
Skull
right.
and Bones.
Yeah. So these are all societies or groups of people. A lot of folks, when I was a kid, I joined DeMolé, which was the youth movement of the Masons. And
I was a Mason for a while, but after my divorce, I couldn't pay my dues, so I just quit going.
Well, but there are a lot of folks who think that's a conspiratorialist group as well.
You know, Doug, I think all people are attempting to organize how they view the 6 billion other people on the planet. So you're going to always have people creating societies or groups.
Yeah.
It's just the way we are. I mean,
it's kind of sad in a way. We're always trying to separate ourselves instead of unify.
Well, the only other thing I'd say to your listeners is if you really want to see what's going to happen, there's a good YouTube segment, which is George Soros talking to the Financial Times about how he truly believes that the U.S. should devalue its currency. We should not be the benchmark currency for the world. I mean, the socialists are going to do something.
Why would he think that?
The average American.
You can say that, but why? What's his reason for our currency not being the standard? What currency would he prefer to see as the standard?
Some international currency that's probably regulated by
the euro.
The
euro is something that's used by a number of different countries, and then there has been the suggestion. And it's been quieted, as you know, to put the peso, the Canadian dollar, and the American dollar together. Remember that discussion? Bush sort of stumbled on it, and everybody told him to shut up after, you know, the people, his handlers, after he blurted out that there was a move afoot to put the currency. I've said for many years that America and Canada and Mexico will, in our lifetimes, be one country. And the first thing you do when you do that is to have, yeah.
Yeah, this was back before the WTO was created.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you really want to go and figure out what's going on with America, the best thing you can do is read international financial magazines that aren't American, because they really do dumb it down for us. I mean, I'll never forget back in the 90s when I went through the course, the Financial Times had the front page, you know, a huge full-page special on President Clinton executive ordering $50 billion to bail out Mexico. And then if you looked at the front page of USA Today, it was the fact that OJ was happening.
Yeah.
You know, it was just.
You never find.
Really,
that's a very astute comment, by the way. Anytime I go outside of our country, I always find out more about what's going on here than I do when I'm reading whatever the newspapers here cover.
Well, and that's why, you know, unfortunately, going back to the Trump and the birther thing, Hillary Clinton and I believe one of her supporters, the deputy attorney general or the former deputy attorney general of Pennsylvania, who was a Democrat, he was one of the leaders and actually filed the lawsuit against Obama.
Hmm.
So Trump probably knew it was bogus, but he just wanted to generate results. Going back to what your colleague said there, I'm sorry, I don't know her name, but
Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jennifer. You know, Trump is just trying to demonstrate that he can do something about it. That's my opinion.
He did. He did something about it. He was happy to take credit. All right, Dan, excellent call. Thank you. You helped us understand it. Appreciate you taking the time.
That was pretty good for a B student, I have to say.
800-510-8255. But you're right about all these things. The conspiratorial stuff yesterday that I laid on people thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to four or five women yesterday at an event that I was at, and a couple of them listened to me on the radio, and they were fascinated with that.
It was an interesting theory.
I heard a couple people kind of state something similar to your theory yesterday. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyway, so now today we are into something. This makes more difference, perhaps, than does the birther issue. The Federal Reserve, we have so many questions, and I'm pretty educated about what goes on in our country, and I will tell you, I said this a few minutes ago, I'm baffled by how this outfit works. The
it
money they
like
pay.
Wikipedia is too, by the way.
Wikipedia is? They don't get it either, right?
No,
it's
if you
so
look
confusing.
At, there's so much information, but you still don't really get the answers to the
questions.
Well,
what the heck is the bottom line? He
right.
said they buy
bottom
money at the cost
you'll never
of
know
paper.
How it works.
So then what's. Why is it there? Is it really there? You see, this is what fuels the conspiratorialists with gives them some credibility. Okay, so it's so confusing that, you know, the money, first of all, if they made $82 billion last year, where'd that money go?
I'm telling you, we need to start asking for reports. If we were a stockholder in a company,
this
we'd
is,
get them.
Right. This is
we're a stockholder in the country, and we should get the same thing.
Well, you should be able to get it through the CBO, but...
Congressional Budget Office. Okay, so here we are. We've spent all this time with the birther issue, and that's swell, but this is more important, isn't it? Isn't
yep.
what I mean,
I
what does
so.
This all mean? And where does it go? I did have this question when I was in college. I remember asking this question. Maybe we ought to have the people at Heidelberg teach a course on the Federal Reserve System. I'm sure there have been plenty of PhD theses written about this, one way or another. All right, let's get Charles on and see what he says. We'll give him a minute or so because Dr. Ken's got to squeeze in here. Charles, hi.
Southern Pines, North Carolina.
Yes, sir. We've got you loud and clear.
Okay. Well, the Fed gets 6% or 6 cents on every dollar of every dollar they print.
But the printing is done at the Treasury Department, so when you say
the Treasury Department orders money.
Yeah.
And then the Fed sends them, prints them money, and it circulates as a Federal Reserve note.
So who pays the Fed? Where does the money come from to pay for those dollars?
It comes from the U.S. government. It comes from the U.S. government.
And the money from the U.S. government comes from us. Okay. So this is like, okay, let me just kind of, I got to put this to an end at the moment anyway. What I'm hearing and what I'm sensing here is that this is kind of like the old money loaners, the launderers, or the money changers in the temple. They would charge you. They'd have the money, and it's different than the bank that loans you the money, although it seems to be sort of on the same principle. Just for having this outfit here, just because they exist, they get 6%. They don't do anything. They just somehow or other have been set up to take 6% off the top. So where does that 6% go that you're talking about? That's, I mean, isn't that the question? Where does that 6%
go?
Who gets it?
There's 12 Fed Reserve districts in the United States.
Yeah, I know. And they all get paid $172,000 to be governors.
Some districts are having distressed times, like very high unemployment or low business. And the excess money goes to those Fed Reserve banks to boost the economy in those areas.
All right, this is very confusing. Charles, thank you. I got a headache. Dr. Ken, we'll take an aspirin and see him in the morning. Or up next, in fact, on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Wearing glasses with Frizzall lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Frizzall. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Frizzall. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Joe, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at safelight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how Safe Light emails a photo of the technician, so she...
X7's Good Day program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 12 before the hour, brought to you by the MetaFast program, the MetaFast diet program, the MetaFast help program. You like eating MetaFast food? Pretty much all the people on my staff, Roberta.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer, Rich,
yep.
Ken's wife and child, all of them are on MetaFast. That's why Ken recommends MetaFast to his patients.
Pantry is full with it.
It works. That's it. What else do you have to say? What else is the pitch?
I see it every day with my patients. They come in big smiles. Nothing has ever worked. They now have a lifestyle. They keep the weight off, and they're healthy.
Right. So MetaFast. It is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law just told me.
I love the bars.
Yesterday.
Yeah. The bars, I'm eating them. I got the chicken noodle soup. It's the only chicken something or other I'll eat. The pancakes. I had chocolate chip pancakes over the weekend. That stuff is cool. All right, you save $50 if you log on to MetaFastKen.com. I think calling them, because you need to have this established connection, and I think that's why I like calling them. Why don't you do that? Call 800-506-4115. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. They'll help you out. 800-506-4115, the MetaFast diet. All right, just to quickly talk, the DHA, the EPA, the omega-3 study from yesterday, Ken's point, well made and well taken, is that you ought not to overdose on any of this stuff, right? I mean, don't overdo it.
You're a guinea pig. When you start taking nutritionals in high pharmacologic doses, they're nothing else but drugs, and every little pill you put in your mouth has some poison. You have to take the risk and the benefit of each pill you put in your mouth on an individual basis.
All right, here's the story about pneumonia and chest x-rays. People get chest x-rays. Should they know? Yes. What's the story?
This is great news. Why we're always practicing medicine and learning. Archives of Internal Medicine, breaking news. This is against the current guideline, but it's going to change what we do. Pneumonia patients who are under 50 and don't smoke, they don't need a chest x-ray to look for lung cancer afterwards. This is how we've been practicing up till now.
Wow. So it changes that whole modus operandi. All right, there it is, the story from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Yeah. Yeah. Have I told you today, Dougie, that I love you?
Yeah.
You are and a back funny at man you, baby. Sometimes. You funny man, Richie McFadden.
You funny man.
You funny, funny man. Man.
I still don't know how the hell the Federal Reserve works, but
we talked about it for an hour and actually looked stuff up, and we still don't know.
Haven't the
Flowchart,
slightest.
Please, could you and email
I really think that I'm a pretty intelligent guy.
Yeah.
And I'm on top of things. I will tell you, I am completely. This may consume me for the rest of the day. Now they're digging around this for years. I've been listening on the radio to people who are sane and insane try to figure out the Federal Reserve. So this whole thing yesterday got me to thinking, and I've asked these questions on the air. We've had some good calls so far, and maybe I'll ask them again in the next hour for those of you who can stick around. But I don't understand. I get that the Congress does. All right, so never mind. Let me do some other stuff here.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, okay.
Regroup.
Yeah. I need a back rub or something, a head rub. Anyway, the technology tailor is here because we're interested in making your life better with something that you actually can understand. And as tough as this is, it's easier to understand how this stuff works than the Federal Reserve. Have you heard Apple's response to being caught? Wait a minute. Isn't that what we did yesterday?
No, Apple replied yesterday. They responded yesterday.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was the question yesterday? I thought yesterday was...
Question yesterday was just talking about how Apple tracks you through your iPhone and your iPad.
Okay. So now they have responded as to... Oh, yeah. I did actually hear some of this yesterday on the air in some way, shape, or form. I forget who I was listening to. But, yeah, there is... Well, it's their explanation. Whether you buy it or not remains to be seen. It's kind of like explanation of the birth certificate. You buy it or you don't buy it. Anyway, Alex Goldfein, I can tell you, is an American citizen. I've seen his birth certificate. Matter of fact, from now on, Rich, in order for anybody to qualify being heard on this program, I want them to email us a copy of their birth certificate. All right?
Sounds reasonable. And the handprint that they made in...
Right. I don't want anybody on this program who isn't true blue, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
Meanwhile, Alex, the technology tailor, will tell us... what it is that Apple is actually doing. He's figured it out, and you'll know in a moment here on Good Day.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Not a good week for technology and privacy. First, as we discussed here earlier this week, Apple's iPhone and various smartphones running Google's Android operating system were found to be not only tracking your location if you use those devices, but also reporting that data back to Apple and Google. Well, according to CNET, Apple broke its surprising silence on the issue by stating on its website that it is not stalking its iPhone customers, but rather simply trying to get accurate location information. It also disclosed that there's a bug in the iPhone that makes it store too much information about your location. There now. Doesn't that make you feel better? Also this week, Sony revealed that the personal information of millions of its online gamers was stolen by hackers. The information included names, addresses, passwords, email addresses, and possibly credit card numbers with expiration dates. Terrific. Welcome to the age of high technology. A lot of it is amazing, but some of it, unfortunately, is just like this. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right, Alex, good job. Thank you very much. How about you being in love? Love is a many splendid thing. You can fall in love with all sorts of things, including a new car in the dealer showroom. But at some point, all cars end up spending time inside a garage, a service garage. T.K. Anderson has more on how you can make sure that you are covered when your car goes to the garage.
On average, a car owner will outdrive the manufacturer's warranty within about 2.5 years. Efron Barcos is a service consultant at Beck Chevrolet in Yonkers. And like a lot of mechanics, he recommends car buyers consider a vehicle service contract to cover repairs when that happens.
After the warranty expires, I usually see transmissions go. I see some alternators, some high-end components that fail.
Ally Insurance President Thomas Callahan says service contracts from Ally Financial are highly customizable and available for new and used vehicles.
Failure of a major component is a very expensive proposition. What a vehicle service contract does is provide for the protections of the customer if they're faced with a catastrophic loss that affects that vehicle and the repair is $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 or more dollars, that they're covered. They're protected.
For more, log on to ally.com. That's 0 to 60 from ally.com.
Hey, Doug Steffen, Good Day program, stringing you along. If you happen to, for whatever the reason, find this program is disappearing from your radio in this hour, you want to pick up on more of what's going on, check us out, the audio.